Chapter 1. These were a pair of churches. Monty walked into the office, holding up a mass of leather I assumed used to be a pair of shoes. My favorite pair, in fact. I looked up from my desk and gave the mangled mess in his hand a serious look. Not even prayer can help those. Did you say that was a pair of shoes? Peaches, who lay sprawled out at my feet, looked away suddenly. If he didn't look guilty before, he did now. Your creature decided I didn't need this pair any longer. Monty glared down at Peaches, who kept his gaze averted. He knows what he did, Simon. He can't even look at me. Are you sure it was him? Maybe you released some magic as you were putting on your shoes and poof, instant art? I do not miscast and destroy my shoes. He placed the leather modern art on my desk. Contrary to what you may think, my magic is always under control. Except when it isn't, I answered, taking a sip from my coffee. Are they still rebuilding Gracie Mansion? He shot me a don't go there look, so I avoided the subject. Why don't you address the accused? He pointed at Peaches, who had angled his body away from the angry mage, nudging my legs over and taking cover under my desk. And tell him he can't hide under the desk. That's like asking an elephant to blend in behind a single stalk of bamboo. I nearly spit up some coffee, but refrained because Monty looked genuinely upset. I glanced under the desk to see a contrite Peaches staring up at me. Puppy dog eyes only work when the animal in question is A, a puppy, and B, doesn't have eyes that glow red. Peaches was a puppy in definition only, and hellhounds don't pull off sad looks well. At least mine didn't. Still, I felt bad for him. Maybe he confused them for one of his toys? I looked up from the soulful eyes staring at me from the floor. I'm sure it was an accident. He doesn't have any shoe-shaped toys. This was not an accident. Ask him. I held a hand up in surrender. Give me a sec. I pushed my chair back to get a better look at my hellhound, who scrunched farther under the desk in a vain attempt to hide his enormous head. Hey, boy. Did you mangle Monty's shoes?
Mangle is a strong word. I gently bit them.
They look destroyed, and he's upset.
Because he doesn't eat meat. I can lick him. My saliva can calm him down.
I don't think he'd like a lick right now. What happened to his shoes?
He has so many shoes, and only 2 feet. I didn't think he would mind if I gently bit a few of them.
Hellhound logic was a strange and bizarre thing, usually revolving around the subject of meat and the immediate acquiring of more. Why would you think that? I braced myself for the meat-related response.
They smelled old. The angry man doesn't like old things, so I bit them before he burned them to little parts.
I looked up at Monty. He felt he needed to liberate your shoes because they were old, and Peaches, astute hellhound that he is, has noticed your destructive tendencies to things of a certain age. He said that, Monty peered under the desk. I highly doubt it. Not in so many words, but that was the gist. Plus, he said you have enough shoes to open a shoe store and thought you wouldn't mind him having a gentle chew on these.
A gentle chew? Monty pointed at the remains of his shoes. He calls this gentle.
I'm guessing that's gentle for a hellhound.
I made the call, Monty said, picking up the leather mass of mangled footwear and incinerating it in his hand with a word.
What do you mean you made the call? I asked warily.
Who did you call?
Ezra, Monty said with a note of finality.
He's waiting for you.
You don't think that's a bit extreme?
If your creature is going to live with us, he's going to be a proper hellhound. Monty looked down at his watch. His first obedience lesson starts in an hour. Good luck.